Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. One of the most desperate and destructive diasporas in history is rolling out of the parched regions of Africa and the Middle East, over Europe, toward extinction. They are being called refugees from war, but the wars they are fleeing have their origins in the desperation of people who have no food. And they have no food because of the savage droughts being inflicted on their countries by global climate change. Hence, it is perfectly legitimate, and more importantly, it is honest, to call them climate refugees. By the way, among all 423 current candidates for U.S. president, only Martin O'Malley demonstrated a grasp of this reality when he said that climate change is responsible for the rise of ISIS. He was almost universally ridiculed for saying it, and this tiny, lonely spark of sense fell on wet ground and was instantly extinguished. In just the latest ramification of the new dark age advancing on Europe, 1,000 Afghan and Syrian refugees who had made their way to the Greek island of Kos were rounded up by riot police yesterday after having been herded with fire extinguishers and imprisoned in an open stadium until they could be registered. At last report, there were three officers taking down names. It is not that the authorities are heartless. They are overwhelmed. Those 1,000 refugees are not all the refugees on Kos. That's how many refugees arrive every day. The situation on the island is out of control, said the mayor of Kos. Blood will be shed. Greece faces a crisis within a crisis, said Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The migrant flows, he said, exceed the capacity of our state infrastructure. About 120,000 refugees have stumbled ashore on the Greek islands so far this year, four times the influx during all of last year. The other principal landing for refugees traveling to Europe by boat, Italy, estimates that 1,000 have come aground there this year. Imagine that you have lost your job, been served with an eviction notice, lost your car to the repo man, and 20 of your closest relatives arrive on your doorstep in search of food and shelter. That's pretty much what's going on here. Neither these countries, nor the United Nations, nor the NGOs operating in the area can possibly handle this riptide of human misery. Nor is it limited to Greece and Italy. Let's take a brief tour. Hungary is rushing to complete a 110-mile-long fence along its border with Serbia to stem the flow of mostly Syrian refugees. There were 2,000 of them in 2012. Now there are 1,500 of them per day, seeking asylum in a European Union country so they can travel freely among the other EU members. Germany is the mecca for most of these refugees who are fully aware of the desperate economic straits of countries such as Greece and Italy. Germany is expecting 450,000 refugees this year, double the amount of last year, and the resulting tensions are rising. So far this year, there have been 150 attacks on refugee shelters, most of them attempts to burn the shelters down. When the flood of refugees overwhelmed existing camps, the government called in the army to help, a move that inflamed those who regard any use of the army inside the country as unconstitutional. Across Italy, increasingly violent protests are breaking out over the strains produced by the relentless onslaught of the destitute. The mayor of Rome said this week the city does not have the resources to take in any more refugees. The wealthier northern districts of Italy, called on to help by taking some of the influx, refused. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard last weekend rescued at sea and brought ashore another 1,800 people. So far this year, an estimated 2,000 refugees have died at sea. The first tendrils of this massive onslaught of humanity have reached England and have convulsed the country's politics. The Prime Minister speaks of a swarm, and the Foreign Secretary says millions of marauding Africans threaten the standard of living and must be returned to their home countries and their own standards of living. The reality underlying this panic is that a few thousand refugees, having reached Calais on the west coast of France, have tried to walk or hitch rides through the English Channel tunnel to England. So far, one has made it, only to be arrested at the exit. Now, thanks to a mile-long fence at the Calais entrance to the tunnel and some nasty camps of hovels for the refugees who make it that far, fewer are able to make the attempt, but the extra security has choked travel through the channel, negatively impacting commerce and, oh my, tourism. Still, the bleak tide rises. Still, Europe sinks beneath it as the desert sands spread from Africa to Arabia to Asia. Still, no one offers a solution. For the truly terrifying reason that no one has yet identified the problem.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.